Did you take his picture?
No, Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, they don't do that. Only YouTube. Where is my people?
Get the movement pastor.
I'm ready.
You're ready to go.
Elohim Tov.
Kol
Hazma.
Elohim Tov.
Praise the Lord. Good to see everybody.
Amen.
Wow. I wish everybody that's a member of S4C could be here. Then we need a little stadium.
Yep.
Big stadium.
Yeah. Amen. So, for praise the Lord. Whatever God is doing is absolutely perfect.
Yes, it is.
Pastor Nicole's going to pray us in, and then we're going to get started. You didn't give it to them too, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll explain it after.
Thank you.
Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we bless you for this day, Lord. We thank you for every day you've given us, Lord Jesus, as an opportunity to stand as an example of Christ in this world. Father, we thank you for using us. We thank you for pouring into us, and we thank you most of all for your great love for us. We pray this morning over our pastor that you will speak through him, Father God. We pray that your spirit will penetrate every word that he speaks, that the hearts and the minds of your children will receive and rejoice in you, my God. I pray that you will pour out your anointing upon him this day. Speak through him and use him for your glory. Be thou glorified in our pastor today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, little sis. All right. Well, let me do some explaining, first of all, because Pastor Ben got me locked into a marriage message, and I'm like, ooh. Okay. You guys have notes?
Yes.
The message is not about marriage today. Okay, but you have some information that I did marriage counseling. And this marriage counseling is what the God gave me through Hebrew of how marriage is supposed to be and why there's such an attack on marriage, okay? If you look, it's beautiful though. Look at that. The front of it is like the marriage enemy number one. What do you think marriage enemy number one is? Huh? Who? Huh? Who said something? Crying?
Pride.
No. Because you can have pride and keep your mouth shut. The number one enemy of marriage is the mouth. Deciding when to shut up and when to talk. And when the Lord showed me that, you see some people worship. You know what the Lord showed me? There was a big old statue of lips in the middle of a room.
Ooh.
And there was a lady, and she was bowing down to the lips. And she was like, Almighty lips, I praise you. You are God, my God. And I was like, what is that about? And he says, some people obey their mouth over me. Like, they say what they want to say when they feel like saying it. Even if the Holy Spirit says, be quiet, don't do it. They go, nope, my lips are my God. You can't tell me what to do. And they worship their lips instead of God, right? So that was the first thing God. He's like, if people can learn to control, get rid of that God that they serve, which is their lips, they can have great marriages, okay? Because, you know, you can't take stuff back.
Right.
You can say, I'm sorry, but
yep.
2 months later, remember the last time you said?
That's true.
And so anyway, it's the whole Hebrew study on marriage. And I think when God showed me marriage, I did a couple of marriage seminars, and I still get people call me and say, that was a great marriage seminar that we did. All right, you guys, have you been watching TV?
Nope.
You haven't?
Nope.
Do you guys know what's going on with the war?
Nope.
What? Huh? Yeah, well, let me explain to you guys, since you're so saved, you don't care. I love it. And believe me, I commend you, because the greatest thing to me is like, I'm too busy with God stuff to be worrying about what Satan is doing, okay? And right now there's a war going on in Ukraine, and the war that is going on there is Russia has attacked Ukraine. and Russia. I want to be correct in what I tell you, because I want you to know this is a Illuminati war, okay? This is not Russia attacking Ukraine. This is the Illuminati telling Russia to attack Ukraine because we need a world war, because we're trying to introduce the Antichrist. And if we don't get a war going on here, we're not going to be able to bring forth the Antichrist and bring forth peace, okay? So what is going on is absolutely something that is not going to stop until we leave, okay? And according to the Word of God, this particular war should last till about September, okay? And I'm saying, because we think, oh, they're going to be in Ukraine till September? No, you have to understand how things are work. Now, how did World War I start? Anybody knows? There was a guy who got assassinated. He was an Austrian, okay? He was an Austrian guy from Austria-Hungary. He got assassinated. And then, so Austria-Hungary declared war against Serbia, okay? Then once they declared war against Serbia, they have what you call defense alliances, okay? And only way I can really explain it to you is like LA street gangs, right? If you have a big guy that's in your gang, then he's a part of your fight. So anybody mess with you, they know they got to mess with him, right? So all nations create defense alliances, so that they will have other friends. Like, you attack us, you're going to also have to attack China and Iran. You know what I mean? So Russia knows, like, if the United States gets involved, they're calling forth a war with China and Iran. And Ukraine, who they've been trying to get Ukraine to join NATO for a long time, but they've thought about it and they've always said, no, we're just going to stay a peaceful nation. If you're from LA, you know you can't be neutral. Mm-hmm. Just letting you know that. All the gangs could come and you like, I'm neutral, I don't gang bang. They're going to beat you up anyway, right? So you can't say I'm neutral, but you can try to stay out of it, but eventually you're going to get involved. And so Russia told Ukraine, don't join NATO. If you join NATO, that's going to be a declaration of war. So Ukraine tried to stay neutral, and now they're in the middle of a fight with a big bully, and they have no defense alliance. They're not a part of NATO. They have no other country that is in unison or in agreement with them that they will help them fight. So Ukraine is basically on their own, except Germany decided today they were going to send them weapons. And so if Russia gets mad at Germany for sending weapons, or they shoot down the planes that are trying to send the weapons, then now you're going to have a fight against Germany and Russia and Ukraine. And then, you know, if they do that, then Germany's allies have to get involved. And then now you got, this is how world wars happen. They start with just two nations, but then they all run back and go get their other gang members, and then they come back. So it could be just a one-on-one fight, or it can be a world war. And in the position and the state that we are living in right now, and the time that we're living in right now, with the tribulation right at the door, you're looking at this thing escalating. So don't say, oh, it'll be over with next week. It'll probably have a couple of more nations that are getting involved by next week. And so United States said they're giving it a month.
You have to pull the mic all the way down.
Okay. United States said they're giving it a month to see what happens. But you know, a month, I mean, Russia is bombing, they're bombing apartment buildings. They're not, this, and I mean, look, schools, everything. They're just, because they're trying to get the people to say, just agree to surrender, but Ukraine is not going to. And not because they don't want to, but their president is being told, keep the fight going, because we're trying to create a world war here, because the Antichrist has to come and he has to present a peace plan, okay? And once he presents the peace plan, everybody will agree that he's the greatest guy on earth, and he got a 7-year peace plan, and he's even promised Israel he's going to build a temple, and he's reset the economy. And so therefore, the money that you used to have, you have $25 to $55 more than you used to have, because they put all your money on crypto, and then now the whole world is in the middle of tribulation, and they had no idea that the beginning of it was Russia attacking Ukraine, okay? So that's where it's headed. I was up all night. It seemed like, you know, I was up all night, but I was just going over the message with the Lord. And then sometimes I guess I doze off, but then as soon as I wake up, it was like right back onto the message. And God wants you guys to know something very important. The Bible has never been wrong on anything, okay? What the world is about to see is what the Bible told them would happen, okay? So, I want you guys to know and understand something that is very important for us to know. And that is this. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 2. Because if you're born again and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you should know and understand that God already planned your escape. Amen. That what is happening is going to happen because it's already written. There is going to be a war. Matter of fact, when we leave, there's going to be worse wars than this. Okay? But we have to understand who we serve, why God wrote the plan, why you accepting Jesus Christ put you in God's plan to protect you from what's coming. I am not here to preach the rapture for the next 20 years. I already knew that. I knew we were in the last generation and the time eventually is going to come, okay? I'm here to teach you that you are a part of a very special plan by the creator of the universe to escape all that is about to happen, okay? And it's going to happen. So if you're in the Gospel of John, chapter 2. I don't know, you got me all messed up now, Pastor Ben. Pastor Ben had me all set to preach on marriage. I was like, but I'm doing okay. I'm just saying this, and I'll give you a title before we finish. World War is happening now. It will continue. The church will be taken out. When the church is taken out, it will increase more. Then someone will come forward and they will present to the world a solution for the problem, okay? I don't want to call this message the beginning of the coming of the Antichrist, but that is basically what it is, okay? You show me one prophecy in the scripture that has not been fulfilled, and I'll show you the book of Revelation, because Revelation is what you're waiting on. Yeah. And that Revelation is what's coming, okay? Amen. But this is the good news, and here it is. In John chapter 2, it says, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his apostles had also come, had been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. His mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood six water pots, the kind used for the Jews for ceremonial washing. Now, it was important for God to put that in there so you know that these pots weren't just any pots. They were there for ceremonial washing. And the ceremonial washing was because they kept the water there when a child was born, that they could attend to the mother when the child is born. So these weren't just any pots, but they just happened to be there at a wedding, as if the baby's going to be born on the same day as the wedding, which is what God is trying to tell you. There's about to be a birth, and so you need ceremonial pots there. And so because when the rapture happened, it is a birthing of Israel's first child without any tribulation. She is going to give birth to more children, but not until during the tribulation. You understand? But this is going to be a birth. So the scripture is really just kind of showing you the pattern here. Then it says, nearby stood six water pots, water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. And that used to make me mad until I studied why 20 to 30. And it said, Jesus said to his servant, fill the water jars. So they filled them to the brim. And he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. You guys still with me? They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned to wine. And he realized where it had come from. Though the servant who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. This the first of the miracle signs Jesus performed at Cana of Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. You hear that? Let me continue here. Okay. And it says, after this.
Okay.
After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and disciples. There they stayed for a few days. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, that means the wedding happened when? Before Passover. Do you understand that? The wedding that happened in Canaan happened before the Passover. When is Passover? The middle of April of this year. You understand? The Passover will be the 14th day of Nisan. God is giving you a prophecy of a wedding that takes place before Passover. And then now he gives these two very important things in scripture that says, first thing, there are ceremonial washing pots there, and those are for a woman when she gives birth. And then now he also says they hold 30 to 20 pots. Now, 30 times 6 would be 180. And 30 times, and 20 times 6 would be 120. So the Hebrew word for 30 times 6, 180, remember 180 days, the word is departed, nosa. So it seems to be that he's telling you the numerical value of the word that means departed or to leave or to take a trip, okay? The 6 times 20 means congregation in Hebrew. So who's departing? The congregation is departing. You understand? So he's showing you a baby is being born, the congregation is departing, and it's happening before Passover. Wow. You understand?
Yeah.
Wow. So the good news is that
180 days up to Yom Kippur is the 180 days plus the 7 years after the peace treaty is signed. Then you got 7 years of tribulation after it's signed. But remember, the tribulation does not start as soon as you leave. When you leave, it'll just because God's like, it's time to go. And then now we leave, but they still have time up until that moment to prepare their man, to send him forth, and hope that the world accepts him as what? Christ. Jesus has returned. That's why there's so many false pastors now. They want you to believe Jesus came back. He's here. But what did Jesus say? If anyone says that I'm here or there and that I've returned, do not believe him. Because when I turn, you will know. He said, because as lightning strikes from one side to the other, the whole world will know when I return.
Yeah.
But they're going to come forward and say, the Messiah is here. And the Jews will push that narrative. He must be the Messiah. Then they'll demand peace in Israel, and they will demand what? A temple be built, and he will give them what they demand. Okay? So these times are upon us. Human beings are weird people because we only think about what's important to us and the next moment of fun and the next TV show and all this stuff. We never consider the whole Bible's been right for 6,000 years, and Israel is a nation, and it wasn't for 2,520. And so we're not thinking about the fact that God has been fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
And you're next on the list to either be taken or left, but you're on the list, okay? Because many, it says two will be in one place, one will be taken, and the other one left. So you're going to be standing with somebody going, oh, you know, I can't wait to watch the Laker game. Me and the boys are going to have a great time drinking. And then you're going to be talking to a Christian, and they'll go, well, I'm on my way to Bible proof, and he's going to leave. And you're going to hear a loud trumpet and go, what was that? So you're about to fulfill prophecy, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian. That prophecy that's in Matthew, you're going to be a part of it on one side or the other, okay?
Amen.
And when tribulation starts, it will have started, all right?
Amen.
I was looking at my notes, and I was talking about the star constellations. And the star constellations that we studied last year, this was last year we did this study. The you know, what do you guys call it? Pisces? What does that mean?
Oh, it's the zodiac.
Yeah, well, in the Hebrew, it's called the dagim. It means the fish, okay? Now, half the fish in the thing are swimming this way and half are swimming that way. I mean, half are with Christ and the other half's going the other way with Satan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but this fishing trip is over. But it says there's a woman in heaven. It's a star constellation. There are 48 star constellations, not 12, okay? They just gave you 12 so they can teach you witchcraft. Okay, there are 48 star constellations. Two of those star constellations, one is a woman, and she's bound in chains, and it's a star constellation. She's bound in chains, and it's in the heavens. The very next month, that happens to her from February 19th to March 20th. But by March 20th, she appears again in the star constellation, but she has no chains on her, and she's adorning herself for marriage. So the star constellation that says the fishing trip is over, which is Pisces, to before Passover says that the woman was in chains, but now she's not in chains, and she's in heaven, and she's seated. And I have it on here. Pastor Ben has these studies. So I'm just trying to explain to you, we're in the month of Adar. Adar is the month prophesied in the book of Esther. You're 6 months before the revealing of the Antichrist, and all of this stuff is standing right before you, and you go, did the Lakers win last night? Because that's human nature. Okay. I want to continue. Oh, I wanted to show you something else, but it's on the board. So if you guys will look with me. Now, you see Psalms 117? Psalms 117 divides the whole Bible, okay? It has two verses. Those two verses tell the Gentile nations to celebrate and be joyful. Why? Because there's an opening of the Word of God, meaning that it's like a separation of water. The Word of God is considered water. It's like crossing the Red Sea or crossing the Jordan. There's about to be a crossover, but he doesn't tell the Jews to celebrate. He tells the Gentiles to celebrate and be joyful because of this moment that there's about to be a Passover, right? So if you see, it's Psalms 117. On the other side of the Bible, there's 594 chapters. And then after this chapter, there's 594 chapters. You see that? So now, God shows me something yesterday. He goes, I did the same thing with the Songs of Ascent. There's 15 books. The 127 is in the middle. There's 7 on this side and 7 on that side. So it's a division between the middle of them. But he doesn't just do that. He shows me there's 3,192 words, and they're divided perfectly except for 4 words. These 4 letters in the middle, which means sons, okay, divides the Songs of Ascent. So the Songs of Ascent is doing the same thing as Psalms 117, saying that there's going to be a Passover through the water, there's going to be a salvation and a redemption, but it's all dealing with the Psalms of Ascent. So God's like, and now it has 1,594 letters on this side and 1,594 letters on that side, which is telling me, is it a coincidence, the 594 and the 594? So now I got to find out what this number is about, okay? But God is showing me all of these things to make it clear to you something's about to happen. Something's about to happen. The Lord's coming for his church. And people aren't really ready. But I want Christians to be ready. You understand? Someone sent me something last night and they said, I don't want to take a position on pre-trib, mid-trib, or after-trib because all Christians do, you know, all Christians do is argue about when the rapture is. Is it going to be before the tribulation, or is it going to be in the middle of the tribulation, or is it going to be after the tribulation? And this is a big conversation. So you got Christians arguing back and forth over when the tribulation when the rapture is going to take place. And he says, I refuse to be a part of the argument because all it makes us is argue. And so we just need to live right and just don't worry about it. Wow. Now, my thing is, you take away the blessed hope from these yes. people. And I personally don't think God is in heaven going, I wonder if the tribulation is going to be the rapture is going to be in the middle, or the beginning, or if it's going to be after, because there's 3 different concepts here, and God is like, I'm just not sure which one is going to be. You think God's confused?
No.
Or you think he already made it plain? And so you're supposed to tell people what the truth is, but see, I understood. After I stopped listening, because someone sent it to me, I said, he's going to lose viewers, and YouTube pays a hefty change to when you got viewers, you understand?
Yeah.
So he's got all these viewers. If he takes a position on either one, he would probably lose 100, you know, viewers or subscribers. And so they got him trapped where now he just says, I'm neutral. Mm. Satan's still going to beat you up. He don't care if you're neutral. You know what I mean? I'm trying to explain to you war. Tell people the truth so that they can escape. The rapture is pre-tribulational. Everything in Scripture shows that it's pre-tribulational. And I'm not going to sit and say, well, I don't want to argue, so whatever you feel. And what you are, he said, I'm pan-trib. Everything will pan out. What? Okay.
Oh, brother.
I thought that ain't even funny. That's just goofy. Wow. So understand, God has already said, I'm taking my church out. Now, the Lord wanted me to read this scripture to you. Go to Luke chapter 21. Okay. I don't know what it is with human nature that like God could deliver you, bring you through a whole sea, like the Pacific Ocean separates and you walk through on dry ground to the other side, right? And you get on the other side and say, when can we start sinning again? As if like, God just split the sea for us. Let's just live for God. Nah, let's start back sinning, right? So it's like this crazy mental, something is mentally wrong with humans. It's like no matter what you do, God, I'm going to find a way to sin. I'm going to find a way to disrespect you. Watch me. Something's wrong with our brains that makes us want to sin. That means what happened in the garden when he says that seed from Satan entered all men, and that desire to sin entered all men. Your flesh every day is crying to go to hell.
Yeah.
Your flesh every day is like, can we just go to hell? Can we get drunk and go to hell? Can we go party and go to hell? Please, just. And every day you're like, no, we're going to Bible study. No, we're going to read the Bible. No, we're going to do the right thing. So the whole fight is on, right? Because you became a Christian and your flesh is like, this is so boring. We could be having so much fun. You know how many men's is there out there? it's crazy. But look, be smart. God has fulfilled every prophecy. And he's trying to get you into heaven. And he already paid the price. There's nothing more he can do for you except for have you accept him and then watch to see if you, the Greek word, form of the word for faith is aortis, that you become engaged, continuous, and active. That's when you accept Christ, he says, I confess Christ. You really? Well, that's an aortis word. That means you're engaged, you're active, and you're continuous. You have faith in Christ? Okay, for the rest of your life, you're going to be engaged, active, and continuous. You can't accept Christ and go back in the world and go, I'm here, God, let me into heaven. He's going, you were not engaged, you were not active, and you were not continuous. Woo! Away from me, I don't know you. And so they teach you, oh, just say the prayer, and you're in. You know, once saved, always saved. Satan clicks his little eye like that, and he says, I'll see you in my crib, right? You can't believe the lies. This is why God wants us to study the word. You're in Luke chapter 21?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, it's in 30:32. It says, I tell you the truth. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to start at 29, because I think it's important. He told them this parable. Look at the fig trees and all the trees. The fig tree is Israel. All the trees is a representation of all the nations. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth. This generation that sees the fig tree, this generation will certainly not pass away till all these things happen. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Be careful, or your heart will be weighed down with dispensation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly, like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on watch. The Greek word watch means to not incline yourself to laziness. It doesn't mean you're out looking. It means not becoming lazy. So if you're inclined to laziness, you're not watching. Okay? Okay? It says, be always on watch and pray that you may be able to escape half of these things that is about to happen. Y'all not reading with me. All. Not half. There's no mid-trib. You will be able to escape all that is about to happen. That's what God wants to rescue you from. From everything that is about to happen. Okay?
Yeah.
When the rapture happens, you're gone. When the Antichrist is introduced upon the world, you don't care because you're in heaven.
Right.
He wants to rescue you from all. Okay? The scripture does not say to save you from half of what's about to come upon the whole world. It started as if it was in the days of Noah.
Wow.
The 120th year came of the 19. Okay? Why? Eve, numerical value of Eve is 19. God starts this count, 1901, 1900. You get to 2020, and the flood started in the 120th year. It was a worldwide judgment. And your pandemic started in the 120th year. It was a worldwide judgment. And God says it's going to be as it was in the days of Noah. So we've been going through this whole mess, waiting to get out of here, but they didn't leave the boat until the 121st year.
Yeah.
So God is like giving you a same way scenario so that you can see, look at what I did in 2020. Because a lot of us think, oh, the Illuminati did that. God said there's going to be a worldwide judgment in the 120th year. And he put in the 120th Psalm, the reason for the judgment will be because a lie. And so it all happened the way God said. And now we're in the 121st year. Now you got the beginning of this world war. You got this medium pandemic still going. And you got a whole bunch of craziness going, right?
Right.
And Israel 73. There's only 7 years left to tribulation. And you... Did the Lakers win last night? People are like, what do you care about that for? Come on, man. Let's get into this word and let's try to get someone else saved.
Yes.
Because we're living in some crazy times.
Yes. Amen.
But the Lord said people think like the war is going to last for 2 more weeks and it'll be over and then everybody can just go back to normal. We'll see. Okay. Here are my scriptures. And I think we're going to be in Daniel chapter 9. Okay. You guys there, we're going to look at some scripture here. We're going to look at Daniel chapter 9 first. Let me get there. I didn't mark it. There it is. All right. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Okay? Here it is. It says, he will confirm a covenant with the many for 1/7. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that will cause desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out upon him. Okay, this is the thing. He will confirm a covenant with the many for 7 years. That's when the tribulation begins. You understand?
Yes.
Whoever that man is that come forth. Now that word confirm means he has the power to put it into authority. I believe it's going to happen around September, the middle of September of this coming year, okay? I believe the war that you're seeing is going to be ally against ally against ally, and then the church will be gone, and it'll be ally against ally, and then prices are going to go up. Did you hear Biden say, as we're putting these sanctions on Russia, we're going to try to make sure that they don't affect us too, because he knows it is. You understand? So get your $5 gas now, because it might be $10 at the end of next month, okay? Because they're going to put these sanctions on Russia. You understand? Inflation is part of the Bible. It says it's coming, okay? Now, he's going to confirm a covenant with the many for 1-7. In the middle of the 7, he's going to go into the temple and stop sacrifices and offerings. So the Jews can't do sacrifices and offering unless there's a temple. So that means once he confirms the covenant, the temple is going to be rebuilt. So now he has a place to go in and sit and declare himself to be God. Let's go to Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to be in 2. Hallelujah. Because you guys need to know and understand the times you're living in. This is the opportunity to be saved. Oh man, if Daniel was here, I would just say, Daniel, talk. Because Daniel was like, I got shot 6 times, I went into hell, I just want y'all to know it's real. But if you want to go, you go ahead. That was his message in prison. I wheeled him in there in his wheelchair, and he got shot and he got paralyzed at the same time. He said, you know what? As I'm being escalated in the tunnel and I'm seeing the demon's face and I can feel the heat and the fire at the end of the tunnel, and then something grabbed me and thumped me back in my body, and I go, wow. And then Daniel's telling these prisoners, like, you know, someone raised their hand and go, I don't believe in hell. He said, that's okay. I've never been to China. I don't believe in China. So he said, you don't have to go someplace for it to be real. So, but when you get there, you will know. I'm still not in Thessalonians. Stop talking to me. Okay, here we are. Thessalonians chapter 2. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Concerning the coming of our Lord, Jesus Christ, and our being gathered to him. Now, in the Greek, and is also even, meaning that this is the same thing, okay? So, it says, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, even our being gathered to him. We ask you, brother, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy report or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until there is a apostasia, a departure. Somebody has to leave before he comes. You understand? It says, will not come until there is a departure occurs. Even then, it says, and the man of lawlessness is revealed. So the departure happens, then the man of lawlessness appears. The man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he himself, okay, sets up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. You hear that? So he's coming. He's going to set himself up in the temple, and it's the Antichrist. Go back to Daniel chapter 8. Come on. That's what. And I'm hoping. Because God is good. Because the scripture said, he will faithful to God. Oh, I'm in Hosea. I'm sorry. I'm good now. I'm good now. Okay. Let's read this. It's watching and Gable. Man. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start reading at verse 9, okay? It says, out of one of them came another horn who started small but grew in power and to the south and to the east and toward the west to the beautiful land. It grew until it reached the host of heaven, and it threw some of the starry hosts down to the earth. That means the middle of tribulation, and trampled on them. It set up to be as a great prince of hosts. It took away the daily sacrifices from him, and the place of his sanctuary was brought low. Because of the rebellion, the host of the saints and the daily sacrifices were given over to it. It prospered in everything it did, and truth was thrown to the ground. Then I heard the Holy One speaking. Another Holy One said to him, how long will it take for the vision to be fulfilled? And I'm looking for the scripture that's, oh, here it is. Go to verse 23. In the latter part of this of their reign, when rebels have become completely wicked, a stern-faced king, a master of intrigue, will arise. He will become very strong, but not by his own power. He will cause astounding devastation and will succeed in whatever he does. He will destroy mighty men and the holy people. He will cause deceit to prosper, and he will consider himself superior. When they feel secure, he will destroy many and take his stand against the Prince of Peace. He's going to even stand up against God. Yet he will be destroyed, but not by his own power. Now, when he comes, he is not going to come as an evil man. That's what the world doesn't understand. He's coming in a very deceptive, it says he will deceive by peace, by being a nice guy, by resetting the economy, by saying this inflation thing is over with. We're going to put all your money on crypto now. Don't worry about it. There'll be no more wars, I promise you. Matter of fact, we just signed a deal for 7 years and it's been enforced. If you hear and you hear that speech, find you a place to hide, because you are there. You understand? You have fulfilled prophecy. The other side. You understand? So know and understand, he's coming as a man of peace. What we're seeing right now in Ukraine could escalate. Because if the United States gets involved, China gets involved. China gets involved, France gets involved. And then so you got all of these allies that are in NATO that have to get involved because the United States is involved. And then you got China has to get involved, and Iran has to get involved because Russia's involved. And they're not going to lose their oil against them. So now you got this thing going, and the Illuminati is sitting in the Beast Bank, Bank of International Settlements, going, yes, this is what we needed. The perfect tragedy so we can bring forth our man. Okay? What's the good news? There's a rapture before Passover. That's the good news.
That's the good news.
Amen. That's the good news. That's why I used to say, you know, no, I haven't been watching TV. I'm waiting for I'm waiting to leave. My bags are packed. I'm waiting to leave. I don't care. You know what I mean? Because, you know, that's the attitude you should have. You know what? I'm stressing out over this. I know who I trust. I know who say. I know who has a 100% record of fulfilling prophecy. I know who he is.
Yes.
That's what you want to do. But I have to watch. You know why? Because God is like, you got to speak on this. So I'm up all night last night thinking about God put another opening of the water and a middle separation, Passover, in the Song of Ascents, which is telling us this is the time. It's overwhelmingly just too much evidence. You know what I mean? You'd have to like, you know, it's like somebody giving you so much evidence, you just have to finally believe them, okay? That's where I'm at right now. It's just too much right now in front of us for us to sit here and say, oh, in 5 years, this is going to happen. And no, you're in the year, okay? You're in the year. And I'm not, and I'm telling you right now, when April 2nd come and 2021 is done, I have no other prophecy to give to you except for we got to wait.
April 2nd.
Not May. You late. You waiting for May. April 2nd is Nisan 1st. The 14th of Nisan is Passover. The wedding happens before the Passover. We can show you that again in the book of Joshua, that they had already crossed over and Joshua took them over before Passover. Okay? So this is not a long time. It's been a long time for us because we've been in this since 2004. But this is not a long time wait for redemption. But all in all, I love the body of Christ. I love the people of Christ. I love Christians who want to live for God, who want to say no to sin, because these are the people that are going to be my neighbors forever.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
But I do know and understand there's a whole group of people that walk through the Red Sea.
Amen.
Like this. Wow! And the ground's dry. This was wet 5 minutes ago. This is wet. Wow. Got on the other side. Hey, can somebody roll me a joint?
Right.
Got to the other side and like, can somebody pour me a drink? And there's a lot of cute chicks here. Walk right to the other side. You know what I mean? So I know. Look, it doesn't matter how much I show you, how much God tells you, how much prophecy has happened. If you got a mind made up to sin, you are going to sin, and you are going to fulfill prophecy, because two are in one place. One is taken. They fulfilled their prophecy, and one is left. You fulfilled your prophecy, and now we can get on with God getting rid of the dirt in this world and then coming back after it's cleaned up. Praise God.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.